Adam McGuire is here with more business news.
Thanks, Gavin. The two-day Reliability Ireland Conference gets underway in Cork today with 150 engineers from some of the world's biggest manufacturers due to attend. The focus of the conference is around the development of the Smart Factory or Industry 4.0. John McGrath is Director of Tel Lab and Coordinator of the conference. He joins me on the line now. John, firstly, what is Reliability Engineering, which is the focus of this conference?
Adam, thank you very much for having me on today. Reliability is really, in reality, trying to maximize your assets and to improve your production and improve the output of the company.
So is this about, you know, one or two big machines in a factory, or is it about getting the most out of every asset that you have?
It can be about one or two big machines, and we do look after a lot of very big machines, be it wind turbines or be it trains, or be a production plant within a pharmaceutical. But it does go right across the whole factory floor, and it utilizes all members within the production team to identify problems that may potentially occur within a factory, and we're trying to really solve those problems before they actually occur to give a smooth production run.
So this is around maybe avoiding unnecessary or unplanned downtime. How expensive can that be for a business?
Extremely expensive. Firstly, obviously, loss in production, but then you could have the catastrophic failure of a piece of equipment. Some of these assets are highly expensive, plus also very hard to replace. They're unique, so to replace them can take a long lead in time. So the cost to factory and reputation, and also loss of production, is massive.
Now, the focus of the conference, as I said, is Industry 4.0. What exactly does that mean?
Well, Industry 4.0 basically is a term that came about in 2015 from Boston Consulting Group. And basically it refers to the next generation of industrial revolution. So it combines nine different foundation technologies. And the areas that we would be concentrating here is augmented reality, big data and analytics, the Internet of Things, so connecting assets together and monitoring them and trying to identify from what data they are giving what is actually happening within the particular asset.
So this is essentially some of the maybe buzzwords or in vogue things you might hear about around automation, machine learning and so on. And ultimately some people might think, well, this is about reducing the amount of workers that might be in a factory on a given day.
I wouldn't entirely agree with that. I mean, reliability engineers, in 2016, we started off with 14 people. We actually have 190 people here today, and the conference is completely sold out. I think it is actually a growing industry. It's really to maximize the plant that you have and the production units that you have. So, yeah, no, I wouldn't be 100% convinced with the idea that it's reducing staff.
For a small manufacturer out there, does this type of shift in terms of moving towards a smart factory, does it require a big upfront investment to make that happen?
No, not entirely. I mean, I think in Ireland we're very lucky that having such a large pharmaceutical industry, it has led to a lot of SMEs, such as T Laboratories, setting up and providing services that you know, feed into those industries. But they are actually, you know, we would have some very small customers as well that are looking after one or two large assets. So it is equally that small companies can participate in Industry 4.0.
John McGrath, Director of Tel Lab and Coordinator of the Reliability Ireland Conference, thank you very much for that. More business news in the next hour.